Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Wealth Protector TV. You might be listening on Wealth Protector Radio. I'm here with Brent Honay, who's an expert attorney in estate planning, asset protection, business planning. And Brent, we're talking today, I just want to jump right into it, about folks who might have an estate plan in place, a will and a trust, but it hasn't been updated. Why is that important?
Well, it's one of these topics that are extremely important. It's one of the big, you know, as an estate planning attorney, it's one of the big pet peeves that I have is looking at these documents, you know, when something happens and life goes sideways. It's great for the family to know, and a lot of pressure is off, and a lot of the stress goes away when we know someone's looked at this thing recently. We've had somebody who's experienced to go through it, make sure everything is properly set up so that we don't have to question, you know, is everything in the right place? Do we have the right documents? Are they out to date? Those sorts of issues. We want to make sure that we're not adding stress to a situation if life throws us a curveball. And given what we have going on right now, you know, in the world with COVID and what's not, we're having a lot of those situations get real where, you know, family members are getting sick or you know, there are just issues that come up fairly quickly and we don't have time to react. So the time to get your house in order, so to speak, is really now to make sure that all those documents are tip top. And that's what a trust review is all about.
And Brent, so it's not little things that should motivate you to get a trust review done, like you change an address or something like that. And obviously you got to get that updated, but it's maybe laws have changed or your life has changed. I mean, you know, life's not static. People's lives are changing. I mean, it's sort of those meaningful events that should spur you to get it looked at. Is that right?
It's exactly right, Paul. And so there's two ways to go about this. I like to review estate plans that we do here every couple years, right? Every 2 years, if I'm not talking to clients in between that, we need to have a conversation. We need to have it on the books. It needs to be a standing appointment that we just do, right? If you're not doing that with your lawyer, you should be doing that. And so the idea here is it gives me an opportunity to check in with the family. How are things going? What's the dynamics of the family look like? You know, is somebody getting married? Is there new babies on the way? You know, is there a divorce happening or is a business getting sold? There's lots of life events that happen that we need to be aware of that could have an impact on the plan. And so the life events are the things that we look for. There's also things that change in the law from time to time where we have things like, you know, the estate tax rules may change up, you know, in the near future here, we may have an election that goes a particular way that causes the estate law, you know, estate tax laws to change. It could affect a lot of people where they pay a lot of taxes unless they do some really, you know, good planning now. So there's a good opportunity to get in front of that and do a review. Could be things like, you know, a few years back, we had the HIPAA laws that came into place. So if you have healthcare directives that are older, they don't have HIPAA releases in them, they need to get updated. So there's a lot of those things that happen. And it's just good practice to keep those documents, you know, up to date. And one last thing I would say about that is it's critical when you do an estate plan review to go back through all the assets because your assets are constantly changing. You're changing banks, you're buying a house, you're selling a house, they're all over the place. So when we do a review, we want to do what's called a beneficiary audit where we just go through each of these things and play detective and, you know, with the client and make them go through and look at, okay, is everything set up properly? Is it in the right place? So we don't get surprised at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's great advice because I've heard you talk a lot about the fact that a good estate plan is about getting with the right attorney like you, who's a good listener, you know, who understands the right questions to ask. And then also that the ultimate plan that's put in place, I've heard you say, needs to be flexible, right? It needs to grow with you as things change going forward. Is that a fair way to couch it?
That's a great way to say it because, you know, what you want to do is make sure that the plan is with you at all stages of life. And life's going to change over time. It just is. We know if there's anything sure, it's that it's going to be different a few years from now than what it is today. So what we don't want is this document that we go, okay, whew, you know, I got that done. and now it sits in my closet and, you know, collecting dust. And by the time it comes out when someone's sick or worse. And, you know, we're dusting the thing off and cracking the pages apart. That's bad, because whatever's in there is old information and it has nothing to do with what the person's done the last 10, 20 years. Big reason why we want to get these things in place. A lot of the estate plans that we do, another reason we do them is that all the estate plans are not created equal, right? Some people do them when they're in a rush. I'm going on vacation and I need to get something in place next week. That's not going to be a good plan, right?
Yeah, right.
Or maybe they've got, you know, a lawyer that did it for them. I see a lot of this. Hey, my friend's a lawyer. He doesn't really do estate planning, but he said he'd just throw me a trust and do it. Okay, well, let's look at that thing. Or oh, hey, we've got it done. It was done on LegalZoom or at a doc prep firm. Those are documents to try to avoid probate. Those don't protect the family. They don't protect the kids the right way so that they can be protected for a lifetime. None of those things happen. So it's an opportunity for us to get in front of that and go, is this important to you now that we have some time to look at it?
Yeah, I've heard you talk, you know, in the workshops you do and so forth about estate planning is like, it's like being the director of your own play. And that play is your life and all your loved ones, your assets are on the stage. And you can either be the director of it and take control, or you can let the court step in and do it. And if you're not proactively doing it, laws change, life changes, the hurt can ensue. So I thought that was a great way. Yeah,
it's really important. And if you think of it as a play like that, you may have some actors up on the stage that you don't want in that play anymore, right? It may have changed. Right. When we do these beneficiary audits, I have, no joke, found a few times, more than a few times, where you've got assets that are pointed to ex-spouses sometimes, and the people freak out and go, there's no way I want that to happen. And that's why we do this stuff. So really important.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I read a story one time of Marilyn Monroe didn't update her estate planning, and the dress that she wore when she sang happy birthday to JFK went to like an ex-spouse three times earlier, who then sold it at auction on like eBay or something like that, you know. And that was just a kind of a big, you know, example of how things can go awry.
Yeah. And it happens to all of us. And for most, you, me, and everybody, it's not, you know, we don't have billions of dollars, but we do have things that are very important to us. We've worked our whole life for these things, or they're just sentimental value that we don't want to see them go to the wrong place or get messed with or sold or thrown in a box. So it's our opportunity to get it done and get it done right and get those living documents to be tip top, so that if we have a problem, the right people are talking to the doctors for us. They know what to do and we don't have questions about what that person wanted.
Great, Brent. As always, great information. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Paul.